At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, February 16th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed college basketball slate with over 60 games tonight on a Big Thirsty Thursday and focus on the most heavily bet game of the night, a Big Ten showdown kicking off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time between Purdue and Maryland. Currently, Purdue is listed as a 2-point road favorite with a total of 132.5. Now, going into this matchup, Purdue is 23-3. They're ranked number 3 in the country. However, Purdue has lost 2 of their last 3 games, and they just fell to Northwestern 64-58, losing outright as a 5-point road favorite. Meanwhile, Maryland, unranked, but they're 17-8, and they've won 5 of their last 6 games. The Terps just took down Penn State 74-68, but they did not cover as an 8-point home favorite in that one. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, kind of a sharp line freeze and reverse line movement in favor of Maryland, believe it or not. Purdue opened as a short 2-point road favorite. And right off the bat, this line kind of speaks volumes. Purdue, if they're 23-3, ranked number 3 in the country, and they're facing an unranked Maryland team, then why did this line open so low? Why is it only Purdue minus 2? You know, shouldn't this be Purdue favored by more? Minus 3, minus 4, minus 5? Such a very, very low number here. The public sees an obvious, easy layup. Just, hey, take the ranked team, only laying 2 points, Purdue on the road. However, despite a big public play here toward Purdue with 72% of bets just laying the points with the number 3 team in the nation, we've actually seen this line pretty much not move at all or even dip a little bit. So despite 72% of bets on Purdue, again, you would think that with 72%, the Boilermakers opening minus 2 would be up to minus 3, minus 4, minus 5. But actually, that hasn't happened at all. And typically, you will see in such a lopsided situation, the books will say, hey, we're taking so much money on Purdue, we got to adjust this line, you know, jack it up a little bit, you know, to make it more of an expensive price to back the popular side, also to move the number to entice some betting on the unpopular side at a better number. However, that hasn't happened. Number one, it's kind of a line freeze. So a line freeze is when you have heavy betting on one side, yet the line will not move. And also some reverse line movement in terms of a line, seeing the line movement basically go toward the unpopular side and kind of a very fishy line that doesn't make any sense. So despite Purdue being the heavy bet, they opened minus 2, they've stayed minus 2, or some shops have even dipped from minus 2 down to minus 1.5. So an element of sharp action here. I'd be looking at Maryland here plus 2 as really your top contrarian play of the night. Maryland across the board is only getting 28% of bets and a heavily bet game here. However, only 28% bets, but 45% of the money is on Maryland here. So that's kind of telling you that despite being a really contrarian play, just, and again, when I'm looking at betting on sports, I'm trying to look at two basic things here. I want to be against the public and I want to be with the sharp action. So how can we tell we're against the public? By using our DraftKings percentages, seeing that 72% of bets are on Purdue, boom, Maryland is the contrarian side. I want to bet against the public because more often than not, the public loses. So that's kind of a baseline there. But also, you can't just be contrarian and expect to be a winning bettor. You got to incorporate some element of sharp action, which is what we're seeing here with this line freeze or even reverse line movement. With some liability here toward Maryland. The fact the line hasn't really moved at all or even has dipped a little bit. You would have Maryland matching a really good betting system here as a buy low, unranked team versus a sell high ranked opponent. Unranked teams versus ranked opponents this year are 218 and 162 against the spread, 57%. That's a 10% ROI. Another system match here would be a short home conference dog. If you are a short home conference dog, plus two or less, that would be a short dog in a conference game getting 2 points or less. You are 66 and 47 against the spread, 58%. That's an 11% return on investment here. This game would be a system match from the other night when Providence played Creighton. Same sort of thing. We saw that liability on Providence at home. So you also look at Ken Palm's projections here. He actually has Purdue winning by 1 point. So if he's got Purdue winning by one, projecting a very, very tight game, and we're getting a plus two, and even a 1.5, but really shop around, try to get the plus two. It is available out there. Always have multiple outs so you can get the best number. But Ken Palm's got Purdue winning by one. You can get Maryland plus two or 1.5. Boom. That's a value play based on a Ken Palm edge. Also, we do have Maryland 13-1 at home this season. So they've done very well on their home court. So I'd be looking at Maryland here. Most heavily bet game of the night, contrarian spot, sharp line freeze, Ken Palm edge, as Maryland is only projected to lose by one. I'd be looking at Maryland plus two in a big showdown here in the Big Ten, tipping off a little bit early, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time here, which we can sweat this game on the Big Ten Network tonight at 6:30 in the Big Ten.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick in the college basketball slate, but now let's go to a West Coast game here. Let's go to the Pac-12, 8 o'clock between Colorado and Arizona State. Currently, Arizona State is listed as a 2.5-point home favorite with a total of 138. Now, going to this matchup, Colorado is 14-12. They just saw their two-game winning streak snap, falling to Utah 73-62, failing to cover as a 4-point road dog. Meanwhile, Arizona State, 18-8. They've won three of their last four games, and the Sun Devils just took down California 70-62 in overtime, but they did not cover as a 9.5-point road favorite. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, it looks like some respected money going with this home favorite, Arizona State. Arizona State opened as low as a 2-point home favorite, and we've seen the Sun Devils now get bet up to -2.5. Some shops are even creeping up to -3, so pretty much all movement and liability has been toward Arizona here at home. Now, Ken Palm does have Arizona winning by 3 points. He's got him winning this game 70-67. One thing that I really lean on, again, looking at home road and obviously looking at different conferences and how difficult it is to go on the road. And you're looking at, obviously, some couple great spots from yesterday where Tennessee at home had that home court cash on the for the Morning Bets pod. Same thing with Northwestern at home, getting it done. Texas A&M, these are all plays that we talked about yesterday that really prove the point. Hey, you get home court, that's a big advantage here. It's difficult for these college kids to go into the raucous environments and win on the road. You really get a boost from the home crowd, and it really is a detriment here to the road team. So just from last night and all season long, these home teams have done very well. So you would match Arizona State with a good home edge. If you actually look at Pac-12 home favorites, so home favorites in a Pac-12 conference game, they are 45-12 straight up, 79%. So they've done very, very well just in general. Arizona State, I'd be looking at Arizona State -145 on the money line here. That way you can kind of not have to worry about, you know, if you get a 2.5 or three, a 2-point, 1-point win or a 3-point push, or, you know, a 3-point, or if you get a lay minus, -2.5 and they win by three, you lose that one too. So again, I like to pay a little more juice. I don't love paying more juice, but hey, I'll make sure that I can just hashtag win the game, especially with the fact that Ken Palm has a 3-point win here and you're pretty much right on the number. But you also look at some other factors here. Conference play, do you get up for these big rivalry games that are really pressure cookers here? Well, Arizona State is 9-6 in conference play in the Pac-12. Colorado is 6-9. Also, we just mentioned home road, but good angle here for Arizona State at home. The Sun Devils are 9-4 at home this year. Meanwhile, Colorado, this is another big angle here. They're just 1-8 on the road. 1-8 for Colorado. They've really, really struggled here. This is a team that I want to bet against. They haven't proven that they're able to win on the road. Knock on wood. I hope they don't prove it tonight. But that's an angle that I want to use to bet against Colorado here. Just 1-8 on the road. Also, we have seen some over money show up. This total opened around 136. It's been bet up to 138. The over is getting 70% of bets, but 92% of the money. Looks like a pretty good kind of pro and Joe. Slight public betting, but heavy smart money there on maybe a higher scoring game. But I'd be looking toward Arizona State, really taking advantage of this home road split in favor of Arizona State at home and against Colorado on the road. I'd be looking at a -145 here on the money line for Arizona State. Big game tonight, 8 o'clock, on the Pac-12 Network. February and the lead-up to March Madness is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, gave away a couple of them here. I will be sweating Maryland. I love this angle here for the Terps. I got the Terps at +2. I love the fact that they are such a big contrarian play, as well as a really sharp line freeze, and just the classic unranked versus ranked opponent here, betting against a highly ranked Purdue team, looking at Maryland here at home getting +2. So that's my first sweat. My second one, as I mentioned, I like this angle at home with the home edge here for Arizona State. So I'm on Arizona State to win the game on the money line at -145. But of course, you know, I got to fit in one more play for you. Let's go to the NHL. We were able to get a nice winner last night on the Morning Bets pod, as well as the Market Insights pod with the New York Rangers. Rangers getting it done for the team that rest first tired spot 6-4 yesterday. So where am I going tonight? Let's go to the Boston Bruins. Give me the Bees tonight, guys. I'm on the Boston Bruins. I got them at -175. The Bruins are on the road at the Nashville Predators. Right off the bat, we've seen line movement toward Boston. Bruins open as low as around -170. They've ticked up to -175. Some shops are even higher, up to -180, -185. One thing you'll notice in hockey with money lines is that you can see big discrepancies from one book to another. So shop around, always try to find the best number no matter what you're doing, money line spreads or totals. But found Bruins at -175. They would match quite a few systems for me. A road favorite, -175 or more this year, 75 and 31, 71%. That's a 5% ROI. You also get non-division steam. So two teams, two different divisions. Take the team getting some 10-cent steam or more in their direction. Those teams are 271 and 171 this year, 61% with a 6% ROI. You also get a road favorite off a win. Bruins coming off a huge win the other night in overtime against Dallas on a big David Pastrnak goal in OT. But road faves off a win this year, 112 and 66, 63% with a 4% ROI. Also have a system, a road favorite sweet spot. If you're a road favorite between -150 and -200, you're 64 and 31 this year, 67% with a 7% ROI. So a bunch of good system matches here on Boston with a sharp line move. Again, hockey, I don't really care about percentages. They're real, but they're just not as important because it's a much lower bet sport. So I look at line moves, I look at system matches mostly in hockey. The Bruins have won two of their last three. Again, just beating Dallas 3-2, -125 in OT. Meanwhile, Nashville, they've lost two of three. They just lost to Arizona 4-2 as a big -230 home favorite. Aside from systems and line moves, though, the Bruins are 33-8 as a favorite this year. They're 18-6-2 on the road. So they've done well when they're expected to win and when they are on the road. Nashville is just 11-14 as a dog. The Bruins do have the better offense, 3.7 goals a game versus 2.8 for Nashville. And they have the better defense, only giving up 2.2 goals a game versus 3 for the Predators. Special teams, Bruins are 24% on the power play versus 17% for Nashville. So man advantage, check that box for Boston. Also penalty kill, 86% for the Bruins versus 81% for Nashville. And also just kind of supplementary factors here. You know, I'm a guy that really is focusing on the data, letting the data tell me kind of where the smart money's going and what my system matches are and looking at bets and dollars and percentages. But sometimes there's some X factors here that you got to take into account a little bit. Really lean on the data mostly, but it's kind of good to know here. And I know this because I'm just a Bruins diehard here. I watch them every game. I grew up as a big hockey fan in Western Massachusetts playing hockey and, of course, loving the Boston Bruins. But I track them pretty closely. And one little X factor here is the Bruins are on a very short road trip, and they are on a sibling trip. So they basically hockey teams, this is why hockey players are the best, but you'll have these different things throughout the year where, you know, one road trip you'll have, you're just, you know, your mom's road trip, all the moms get together, wear all their kids' jerseys, go to the games, it's a little bit of a boost, then they have a dad trip, but then now they have a sibling trip. So all the brothers and sisters of all the Bruins players, they're traveling with them on the road, and after they won in Dallas, you heard Pastrnak and a bunch of the players say, hey, we really wanted to win for our brothers and sisters who traveled with us and were in the press box and wearing their brothers' jerseys and rooting for the team. So a little bit of a boost, a little bonus here, just kind of an X factor, trying to win for the siblings on the sibling trip. And also Jake DeBrusk. This is a star goal, or not a stud, but I can't call him a star, but good contributor here. A right wing who is averaged almost like a point a game before he got hurt in the Winter Classic. He's expected to be back. He's been out quite a while with a leg injury, a broken leg actually, but he's expected to come back here, get back right on the top line with Marchand and Bergeron. So you're getting one of your best players back here, at least offensively, for the Bruins. So I'm going Boston here. Give me the Bruins. Got them at minus 175. See if they can get it done in Smashville. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, February 16th. But reminder, we have so much to offer right now at VSiN. March Madness is right around the corner. I can tell you the weather's getting in Boston. I can almost feel that March Madness in the air, especially with some great sweats in college basketball every night, getting prepped here for March Madness. We have all the sports going on right now. We have college basketball, NBA, NHL, baseball. Pitchers and catchers have reported. Obviously, we have the NFL draft coming up. So with so much going on right now, do yourself a favor. Give yourself a leg up. Help yourself to make as many smart bets as you can by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber. For only 10 bucks, you can become a member at VSiN. Get everything we offer for all the major sports. It's a great time to give it a shot. You'll get all the best bets sent to your email. You get a live stream of all the VSiN shows. You get all those DraftKings percentages, letting you know where all the bets and dollars are at, as well as all the articles behind the paywall. And even if you don't become a member, at least sign up for the free newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Put in your email. You'll wake up to great sports betting coverage every single day from the team at VSiN here. You can always follow us on Twitter, at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Thursday. Enjoy the sweats. I'll be back at it later today with the Market Insights pod. So if you want to check it out a little bit later at 3 o'clock, I'll be back with the second pod that I do. This is the breakfast. This is the appetizer. Main course will be the Market Insights pod. We'll talk more bets. We'll give you updated numbers throughout the afternoon. So check it out later today around 3 o'clock. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the sweats. Have a fantastic Thursday. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight because that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.